And this news update is being brought to you by Flannery Automall, east of downtown Bad Axe. You'll find more choices at the Flannery Automall of Bad Axe. And by Murphy's Bakery in downtown Bad Axe. They're open now with fresh baked breads, bagels, donuts, and other desserts that were baked while you slept. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news for the hour. In Huron County Circuit Court, Judge Prill reset bond for a man facing 20 counts of criminal sexual conduct. During a status conference, the judge maintained a $250,000 cash surety bond for Corey Arthur Claire Kessler. Kessler's defense attorney requested a personal recognizance bond, arguing her client has secured housing and employment in Saginaw and intends to appear for trial. The prosecution opposed the request, citing the defendant's previous travel to South Carolina before charges were authorized. Judge Prill ordered the original bond conditions to remain in place, including a no-contact order regarding the complainant. A pretrial conference is scheduled for August 3rd. Edgar Hans Sievert appeared in court before Judge Ferris to face a misdemeanor charge of operating while intoxicated, stemming from an alleged incident on July the 12th. During the arraignment, Sievert stood mute, leading the court to enter a plea of not guilty on his behalf. Bond was set at $3,500, which has been posted. As a condition of his release, Sievert is prohibited from possessing or consuming alcohol and must avoid establishments where alcohol is served. He's also required to coordinate with pretrial services for random alcohol testing. The court has set a deadline of August 3rd for discovery and plea offers. Sievert is scheduled to return for an in-person plea cutoff hearing on August 27th. And the Saginaw County Sheriff's Office is investigating a Sunday evening shooting that left one man critically injured. Deputies responded to a home on Sheridan Road after receiving reports that a man had been shot multiple times. Authorities say the victim was transported to a local hospital with life-threatening injuries and underwent emergency surgery Sunday night. Investigators later tracked down the suspected shooter at a residence on Burt Road in Albee Township. The suspect reportedly barricaded himself inside, prompting a response from the sheriff's office SWAT team, while investigators secured a search warrant. Authorities say the standoff ended peacefully, with the suspect taken into custody without incident. He is now being held at Saginaw County Jail. The investigation remains active, and no additional information has been released at this time. And we'll return right after this word from our sponsor.
For over 85 years, families across the Thumb have trusted Flannery Automall in Bad Axe. Because around here, your name and your reputation still matter. Four generations later, we're still doing business the same way. Honest, local, and customer first. Looking for your next ride? Check out our huge Car Bravo inventory. Every Car Bravo vehicle is fully inspected, and many include a 12-month or 12,000-mile bumper-to-bumper limited warranty. Plus, great low-interest financing. We're paying top dollar for trade-ins, too. Bring your vehicle in and find out why people all over the Thumb say you gotta go to Flannery. In service, from oil changes and tires to full diagnostics, our GM factory-trained techs keep your vehicle running like new. In the body shop, from dents to full collision repair, we deliver quality work that lasts, and we replace windshields, too. Sales, service, tires, and bodywork. Everything you need, all under one roof. Come see why your neighbors have trusted Flannery Automall for over 85 years. Just 1 mile east of downtown Bad Axe, Flannery Automall, a name built on trust right here in the Thumb.
On your next trip to Bad Axe, make sure to stop downtown and visit Buckley Shoes, Murphy's Bakery and Catering Connection, Ayers Home Furnishings, and Flannery Auto Mall.
And we do have one obituary this morning. Mike Charles Burkhard, affectionately known as Berkey or Grumpy Gramps, passed away peacefully in the comfort of his home on July 11th. He was 72 years old. He was born on January the 17th, 1954. He began working alongside his father in the family business, Burkhard Plumbing and Heating, in 1975 and earned his master plumber and mechanical licenses. He is survived by his wife of 48 years, Karen Burkhard, his children, Eric and Tammy, his beloved grandson, his sisters, and his brother. Funeral services for Mike will be on Wednesday, July the 15th at 11:30 a.m. at the Ubley Fox Hunters Club. Visitation for Mike will be on Tuesday at the Ubley Fox Hunters Club from 4 to 8 p.m. and on Wednesday beginning at 10 a.m. until the time of service at 11:30 a.m. Burial will take place at Sacred Heart Church Cemetery, and memorials may be given to the Family Discretionary Fund. Arrangements have been handled by the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach, and you can share your memories with the family at www.ramseyfh.com.
Life is a highway, and you can ride it in a 1990 Chevy Corvette, brought to you by the Thumb Broadcasting Summer Car Giveaway. It's got a bright red exterior and a gray leather interior. Under the hood is a Chevy 350 small block engine with 245 horsepower and a 4-speed automatic transmission. With its tinted glass removable roof, you can feel the breeze in your hair anywhere. With its digital dashboard and premium Delco Bose sound system, you can add some great tunes to that breezy ambience by tuning into WHST and WLEW in your new ride. All you gotta do to enter is be 18 years or older to register and shop local. No purchase necessary.
All of this is made possible by our family here at WHST and WLEW, as well as our sponsors and great listeners like you.
And we're back with a look at your national and international news. In a major shift for public lands management, President Trump signed executive orders sharply reducing the boundaries of two prominent national monuments in Utah, Grand Staircase Escalante and Bear's Ears. The administration's move undoes expansive protections established by previous Democratic presidents. Local Republican leaders are celebrating the decision, viewing it as a restoration of state control and an opportunity to open public lands to expanded economic activity and resource development. However, the decision is igniting immediate fierce blowback from conservative groups and Native American tribes who view these lands as sacred and irreplaceable. Legal challenges are expected within days, setting up a high-stakes constitutional showdown over whether a sitting president has the legal authority to reverse monument designations. And a high-stakes maritime crisis is unfolding as the United States and Iran both claim absolute control over the strategic Strait of Hormuz. The dispute erupted after Iranian strike on a commercial container ship shattered a brief 60-day interim ceasefire agreement. The narrow waterway is a critical artery for global commerce, traditionally carrying one-fifth of the world's traded crude oil and natural gas. In response to the attack, the U.S. launched fresh targeted strikes on military positions inside Iran to suppress further aggression. International energy markets are reacting frantically, with oil prices creeping upward as fears grow that the region could slide back into a full-scale, uninhibited hostilities. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by Flannery Auto Mall, east of downtown Bad Axe, where you'll find more choices at Flannery Auto Mall of Bad Axe, and by Murphy's Bakery in downtown Bad Axe. They're open now with fresh baked breads, bagels, donuts, and other desserts that were baked while you slept.
Hey, Paul here from Murphy's Bakery in Bad Axe. You know, food is more than something you eat. It can be a sweet treat to bring back memories. It can be a comfort after a long day. And at times, food can be art. Here at Murphy's Bakery, it's a part of our family tradition. And for generations, families have trusted Murphy's to help make their celebration special. From birthday cakes and holiday pies to fresh baked bread, dinner rolls, and custom trays with catering for gatherings, we take pride in being part of your moments, big and small. Everything we make starts with real ingredients, real recipes, and real care, the way they should be. If you have an event coming up or just want to bring home something that tastes like it came from Grandma's kitchen, stop in and see us. We're right at the main light in Bad Axe, and we're always happy to help you pick out the perfect treat. Murphy's Bakery, where traditions are baked fresh daily.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.